We're with Jared Olofsson talking about a couple of things, one being the Lake of the Woods chapter of the Ruffed Grouse Society and the other being the Star of the North Trail Project. Let's start with grouse. In early May, you held your annual banquet. So what's the status of the Lake of the Woods chapter? Does the group continue to grow, Jared?
Absolutely. We're growing by leaps and bounds. We sell out every year for our banquet. A lot of the bulk of our proceeds from this banquet stay locally for different projects that we're doing right now, including the Star of the North Trail. A lot of our banquet is additionally funded by sponsors. A lot of local businesses in Roseau and Warroad and Badette sponsor our banquet to attend, and it's been a very successful endeavor.
Grouse populations, I think, are somewhat cyclical. Are we on an upswing as far as grouse go up here?
Well, it depends on who you talk to. With the DNR, we're kind of on an upswing. With some of the hunters, we're on a downswing. And with other hunters, the sky's the limit. It's going to be a phenomenal year. So I think come fall, we'll all be singing a different tune, depending on how the rest of the spring goes. But everybody's banking on a very successful fall.
As an outdoorsman, describe grouse hunting and the thrill of that particular venture as opposed to whatever other kind of hunting or fishing things you might do.
Well, you know, I love getting outdoors. I love pretty much everything hunting. Grouse is one of those fun family endeavors that I like to do. Take the kids out and walk down a trail, drive the ranger down another trail, and just enjoy all that fall has to offer up here in northern Minnesota. So as a family, I couldn't think of a better thing to do come fall.
All right. So, Jared, how does the Star of the North Trail Project fit in with the Ruffed Grouse Society?
Well, we envisioned a trail system. We started building some hunter walking trails, and then with all of us in the Ruffed Grouse committee having ATVs and pickups and things like that, we wanted a multi-use trail. We wanted sections that we can walk on. We want to be able to take the rangers out with the family and have a picnic and do some grouse hunting, and then we want to be able to just drive around too. So the Star of the North Trail, we envisioned a gigantic loop and basically putting trails together, pieces that would dead end. We want to connect to other pieces that dead end and make a loop down in Beltrami. It's going to be about 74 miles in length total. It's going to be multi-use. There's sections that are strictly walking trails. There's sections that are open to ATVs, UTVs, and there's even, we tie into a couple logging roads where you can take your pickup on it. So it's a trail for everybody to enjoy.
Is that trail project different or unique from some of the other trail systems out in the forest?
It's unique in the fact that it's kind of a multi-use. You know, there's a lot of ATV trails out there which are phenomenal to be on. There is a lot of walking trails out there which you drive to, get out, and then you can hike on the trails. And having the ability to tie it all in to one big trail system, I think, is very unique, and we won't find it in many other places.
How's the project going? Are you close to done, or where are you at with that?
We're gaining ground. We finished up an environmental impact study last year on it. We've got about 30 miles completed, and depending on the summer, most of our work is done in the winter because there is some wetter spots that we go around and ground disturbance. We do a lot of our work in the middle of the winter, which with last winter and the deep snow kind of put a damper on our project. However, if we have a nice dry summer and a dry fall, we'll be out there all year, and we hope to get a big chunk of her done this year and finish it all up next year.
It's a major effort, so how's it gone in terms of volunteers and all that kind of thing?
It's been pretty good. Our committee does most of the work. We do have some people come out and help us. We get all of our Alive Outdoors in Roseau has been phenomenal with getting us rental equipment to do all the work with. So that's been a huge asset to us to have them this close to the project. So we are always looking for help. It's a lot of fun. We bring the family with. They all help, and we start clearing trees.
Are there other trails similar to this that you're aware of in Minnesota?
Not that I'm aware of, where it encompasses all three entities, multi-use stuff. I imagine there are some in existence, but I think this one would probably be the biggest.
And do we want people to know about this, or is this just for the local folk?
Well, we'd love to have the local folks out on it, but I think letting people know about it, and what we ultimately would like to do once the trail is complete is to work with the DNR and kind of develop an app for it with all the history. We go through a lot of the history of Beltrami. We swing through the Pentern Church area and the Winter Silo area and all of those homesteads, and preserving that history and incorporating it into the trail would be our ultimate vision.
Well, good luck with this whole project, Jared. Thank you so much.
Yes, thank you.
Jared Olofsson's been our guest on Wild 102.